Welcome to the Melbourne Forum panel on this Saturday morning, the 8th of May. Let's welcome in the team as we preview Caulfield and take a look at some of the bigger races around the country as well. Hello to you, Dean Lester.
Good morning, Gareth.
Now, Flemington's big, but they tell me Warrnambool is your biggest week of the year, obviously with the three meetings and then as we head to a Saturday at Caulfield and then the Derby in South Australia, a handy meeting up there in Queensland as well.
Yes, I had a bit of a look at Queensland as well, which I don't usually get to go on the radar, but it's there today. So, it's a feast of racing, isn't it?
The
Hollandale Stakes has come up enormous, hasn't it? It's a Group 1 race, really.
It is, and 50 stars. I know you're close to the camp. Do you give him any hope today, Dino?
Oh, I think he's got a great chance.
Yep.
He ran tremendously well in the all-aged, and The map looks okay, and the soft ground's a real bonus for him. He loves it. So, real chance with the Wizard aboard. Hopefully he gets the job done.
It's a very good morning to you, David Gately.
And good morning to you.
Which meeting are you looking forward to most this afternoon?
What a great question.
Thank you.
Look, yeah, just stumped me there early. That's handy. Look, they're all pretty handy.
Yes.
What I did notice at Caulfield was they're pretty thin at the top of the market, isn't it? Like, a few of them came up very, very skinny. So, we'll see how that plays out. But it's obviously terrific racing in Adelaide, and Gosford's a good meeting, $500,000 race.
Warren Huntley, good morning to you, and great to hear that you're back safely from Warrnambool after, my whispers and spies were telling me you were dominating the Whalers at night.
I did bump into you there at one stage, Gareth. I don't know if dominating's the case, but what a great week it was. And, I couldn't even count the highlights of the week.
Yep.
I mean, how do you top gold medals and ZM? I mean, they've made a Cox Plate sort of era out of Bone Crusher and our Waverley Star, and gold medals and ZM have been doing it year after year. What a great race that was.
Yeah, it was terrific, wasn't it? All 3 days of the carnival. How do you expect this track at Caulfield to play today, Warren? Soft five, rail out 12 metres. We've had a bit of racing there.
Obviously, that racing is going to play its part, and I think later in the day, particularly if, as you've been talking about this morning, Gareth, the rain comes. We've had, the five out of the last six Saturdays have been at Caulfield. They do have the rail movements, but that's got to create wear and tear, and maybe there's, some fresh ground out wider on the track, and with the rail at 12 metres, it's not that far to get out there.
All right, then, Nicholas Quinn, it's a very good morning to you. I love listening to Mike Moroney this morning. Like, everybody has declared out, and in the last race he's into $1.40, but he's not scared with Shelby Copper, and we can get $18. What price do you expect to see Ayrton by the time they jump?
It's a good question. I think if some of the favourites win throughout the course of the day, there'll be a lot of all-up money running into Ayrton, so potentially could even firm from that $1.40. But if the results play evenly, might get out late in betting to potentially get back to something similar we saw initially. Opened $1.65 on Wednesday. It was still $1.50 yesterday, as you alluded to. Now a dominant favourite at $1.40. But the best backed runner, not just at Caulfield, but anywhere across the country today, in terms of investment, and no doubt will be a popular way for punters to hopefully end the day.
All right, then, looking forward to that race, and let's get stuck into this card at Caulfield. The two-year-olds do battle in the opening race, Lamaro South Melbourne Handicap. What a place that is as well. You've got Generation is the favourite, of course, but you can scratch the two, Blushing Tycoon, the three, Lafargue, and the five, Forever in a Day, is also out. What price can I get for Generation here, Quinny?
Currently odds on at $1.95 and has been the best backed runner from the second leg spinning, who's at $2.15. 93% of the money has been sprinkled across the top two in the market. Punters very much focusing on the top two here. Big gap then out to Lena's Legend, who's $9.50. Fabrinka a $12 chance, Subversive at $41, and She's Notorious a $51 chance. But Generation, the best backed ahead of spinning. Punters anticipate it is between those two.
And don't forget to anticipate this trivia question from Dean Lester a little later on. Who knows when he'll deliver this question. And the first person with the correct answer that text in to 0418 90 50 52 wins a $210 voucher to Vlado's Steakhouse in Richmond, of course. Melbourne's own world-renowned steakhouse, the best steakhouse in this city. And Dino, this first race, we have an odds-on favourite, Generation. Is it too short at $1.95?
Look, it may be, Gareth. The best bet in this race is the Quinella. The Generation will probably lead. Spinning will be sitting behind. will it get time to get out, get the momentum up and beat Generation? Both really nice debut performances, Generation winning, but Spinning running well to Gimme Pa, who I think's in the probably top half a dozen two-year-olds we've seen this season. So it's a really, you know, it's going to be a really good little race. I've gone with Spinning just ahead of Generation. Fabrica, as Ben Hayes explained, probably 1400 at Flemington in a couple of weeks will suit better. And for your first four is the rank outside of the field. She's notorious. Trialled okay in blinkers after a poor first up run, so might improve. But yeah, I think the Quinella is the way to go. 6-1 for me. 6-1, 7-9.
All right, then Ben Hayes did point out that Spinning's the best chance for Lindsay Park around the country today, Gator.
Well, I think you don't need to be a Ted Bundy or a Dean Lester to see the form line, isn't it? Obviously, Gimme Par gave Ingratiating a scare. Ingratiating's run enormous in a slipper and a blue diamond. Generation's debut was terrific, though. I loved his jump out prior to that. He quickened like a really good horse. Went to Adelaide, was well back. We didn't really get a test on the clock because they didn't go hard. He sort of just loafed along and then sprinted, but he did produce a really good last 600 figure. So I think they're both pretty handy. Our third and fourth pick, Scratch, been a theme of these two-year-old races with dual acceptors and scratching. Fabrica close up to Dosh on debut, and then he ran on nicely in the in the Forever and a Day race off a moderate tempo, and the four next. But yeah, the market thinks it's a match race. 1-6 for me from 7-4.
All right, then. What are you thinking here, Warren?
I'm leaning to Spinning just with the fact that, you know, she's going to be strong late. I wouldn't be surprised if Generation is also. And as Dino said, Generation's probably going to settle in front of Spinning. And Gator Outline didn't really have to do a lot on the clock on debut, but what he did do was quicken nicely when he was asked to. And he's the obvious danger, and I really don't have a firm opinion, but leaning Spinning, pre-race earmuffs go on for her second start, 6 ahead of 1. 7, Fabrica will be fitter for that first up run, probably looking for further, but clearly next best for me. And 4, Lena's Legend's been okay at the jump outs. Danny O'Brien scratched the two stablemates, 6-1, 7-4.
All right, then. So Dino's with Spinning over the 1, 7, and 9. Gator with the odds on favourite Generation to defeat the 6, 7, and 4. And Warren with Spinning over the 1, 7, and 9, but it looks a pretty popular Quinella to kick off proceedings there at Caulfield. Race number 2 on the card at Caulfield over the 2,000 metres. You can scratch the Pride of Stall. Barry the Baptist, unfortunately, doesn't go around today, Quinny.
Yeah, and we've had deductions as a result. The market reposted this morning. Excel Man dominates the betting at $1.80. Portland Jimmy, a 5.50 second elect, in from as much as 7, including deductions. Skelm at 8.50. Crimson Ace 10, Smokin' Piero 10. There's been support at longer odds for number 2 last week, a $13 chance after drifting initially. Desert Path 16, Lamborghini 34, Midterm 41. The money has been with Excel Man, though, was 2.40 into even money prior to the scratchings, and now $1.80 will no doubt be anchored through plenty of all-up bets like some of the other fancied runners on the program.
And he was an eye-catcher last start, Gator, this favourite.
It was tough to miss. The bookies certainly haven't missed him. I certainly don't think he's a $1.80 chance. It's ludicrous. But it was a very good run. If he jumps clean, he can sit handy or closer to. Portland Jimmy won the Kerrang Cup Sound in a fast race at Flemington with no weight. Nags to 2,000 and back to 84 grade third up. He can certainly win. And Skelm crossed the line with Yonkers, who then won easily last time in a fast race. I thought Yonkers was terrific yesterday in the Wagga Cup as well. He worked early there. Now, he has dropped back in the trip, back in trip in the past and been beaten as favourite. So I think that's a legitimate query. You know, horses tend to follow their own profile a lot. And last week, I'm not surprised there's been a nibble for this at the odds. Last win was 100 years ago, but hasn't been beaten far. And despite the ninth in your form, we had late splits for a good last time. And it might be the value in a really odd race. 10-1-4-2 for me.
Speed here, Warren. What, how do you think the tempo will be here for this event over the 2,000 metres?
Well, I think it's a little bit up for grabs, Gareth. I could see even Midterm and perhaps even Portland Jimmy back out to this trip from the wider barrier draws rolling across. As Gator outlined, Excelman's capable of holding a spot. He's not a noted leader, but there's a lot of these horses that you would map by nature into a midfieldish type position. So some of them are going to settle close to the speed. I thought maybe out wider, if there was some intent, there could be some speed from either Portland Jimmy or Midterm. And I don't think Exile Man from that draw has to get too far away from the speed. I'm leaning Exile Man, but gee, I do think he's poison odds from a betting proposition, but I think he's the most likely winner. And I wouldn't be surprised to see him get out to something like a more realistic price as we get closer to the race. I couldn't imagine him trimming up from that price. Number four, Skelm, probably wouldn't want any rain early in the day and would prefer the track to be on the improve, and does come back in distance, but he's a winner here over this trip and will be strong late. I thought the run last start behind Mohican Heights was a good reference for this. Portland Jimmy getting back up in distance and only third up could be a positive. Paddy Payne's giving some really good opportunities for Matty Lloyd at this time of year. And nine, Smoke and Piero had no luck at all last up. That can be a little bit of a legacy of his racing pattern, but does seem to be going better than the form card suggests. 10-4-1-9.
Have you found one, Dino, to beat this favourite?
No, I like him, but I don't like that price, and I don't think he'll start that price. I think if you like him, just hold fire. Surely there'll be some more generosity provided for punters there with Exile Man, because he's not an odds-on chance. He's a really good winning chance at about $2.30, $2.40, I think, something like that. But he's the one to beat. No, I like him a lot. I think he'll only has to begin cleanly, and he'll settle in probably the first four. And from there, the task will be a lot easier. He drops 5 kilos on a really good run last start. I think Smoke and Piero's ticking over okay. He hasn't had much luck of late. I think this is a really interesting challenge with Desert Path. He had a bleed at the end of last preparation, so they're not easing him back into his racing, straight into a 2,000-metre race first up. I'm wary of him. And 8, Crimson Ace, who gets back, and she's a bit one-dimensional, but ran quite well last start. 10, 9, 5, and 8.
All right, so the team with XL Man, the 10 here at Caulfield, but maybe just wait a little bit. He should get out in the market, hopefully. So Dino likes 10, 9, 5, and 8. Gator likes the 10 from the 1, 4, and 2. And Warren Huntley likes the 10 from the 4, 1, and 9. Let's have a look at race number 3 over the 1,600 metres here. And the scratchings are clear, Quinny.
And we have Intellective, a $2.80 market leader, in slightly from $2.90. Mr. Misha, a $7.50 second elect. Then Nerve Not Verve, $8.50. There's been a little bit of each way support for the next couple in the market. Savine has attracted support at $9. Number 7, Ruby Sky, 11 into 9, including bets of 1,000 each way at 11 and 1,000 each way at 9. Florent at 9. Luna Flare, a $10 chance, has been a little bit soft in the market. Leal, 15. Necessary, 16. No Effort, 19. The best backed runner is the favourite, Intellective, but there's been each way money around for Nerve, Not Verve, Severine, and also Rubik Sky.
How have you worked out these mares here, Warren?
I'm leaning to Intellective. She jumped out very nicely going into that most recent run. She had a gap between runs there, so she'll be fitter for that run behind Bonds Abroad, who just was able to control that race at Sandown and obviously had a good week to be here. So I think if it's not Intellective, then I think it's a very even race, and it's probably an even race regardless. 6 for me, head of 10, Florent, who is going a bit better than the form card suggests. No luck at all at Flemington last start behind Good and Proper. And I think now with a couple of recent runs under the belt, up in distance, or staying at the 1,600 metres, sorry, I think that's a positive. Savine interests me with a good second up record, and the state switch from Chris Waller just attracts attention in an even race. And 5, Mr. Meter's been jumping out okay to get back to the races, and 1,600 metres a suitable fresh distance for her. 6, 10, 3, 5.
Do you have No Effort leading here, Dino?
I think so, Gareth. Second up, she led, she was right on speed in a stronger tempo race. I thought Leal might kick up from the inside from barrier one, and I don't like this race much, but I think she's a little bit over the odds. She's a winner at the track, Leali, and she trialled on Monday, and I thought she trialled well. Her first up run was sound. She gets a senior rider, drops 5 kilos. I just thought she had a little chance in a pretty even and ordinary mare's race. Nerve Not Verve, I thought, did enough first up. Can be very competitive. Intellective, I think, is too short. She ran okay last week, and she's got a chance. She's on a very quick backup, second up after a break, but she's there with some hope. And Florent, as Warren said, it's a case of who knows last start. She looked like she had plenty to offer and ran into a dead end, and still gets a claim here and has won at Caulfield. So I thought this was a really tricky race, Gareth. 8, 2, 6, and 10.
Fish and chips about this time then, Dino, for lunch.
Geez, might be a few courses today. There's a few I want to sit out, I think.
Gator, what are you thinking here in the third?
Yeah, look, I'm with Interactive. Ted touched on the 7 weeks between runs last week back at 1300 in the worst part of the track. She wasn't far off the runner-up. The winner won easily, remember. Runner-up's was going really well. So I think back out to her best trip, she should be able to beat. Ruby Sky might be the value danger. Only second up. This track 2 runs ago made really good ground. Wasn't far off Bonds Abroad. That's the horse that, of course, beat Intellective last week. Then found some trouble at home combined good and proper, and now draws in. Mr. Meat is a good fresh mare. She's in the game, and Nerve Not Verve touched on it as well. So 6, 7, 5, and 2.
All right, so Dano likes the 8 here over the 2, 6, and 10. Gator with the 6 from the 7, 5, and 2. And Warren also with Intellective, the 6 from the 10, 3 and 5. Mike Moroney did point out in the first word this morning that Nerve Not Verve is his best chance for the day, around that $8.50 quote. Race number 4 is over the 1,200 metres, benchmark 78. Scratch, Deep Dive, the 1, the 2 Music Edition is also out, and the 5 Condos Express, plus the 12, The Last Napoleon, and the 14 here, Aqua Girl, the 16, Terra Mia, and the 17, Quiet Lucky as well, is out, Quinny.
And a really good move this morning here for number 9, Pintoff, who's been 260 into 225, multiple four-figure bets there on the clear outright favourite now, who was a $3.50 chance initially, backed into 260 throughout the course of the week, but good strong support this morning there for number 9 Pintoff. So one of the better back runners now on the Caulfield card. Elberg a $5.50 second elect, Platini at 7. Promotions has been a little popular after easing throughout the course of the week, was 8 out to 10, but subsequently 10 back into 9.50. Exeter 11, Tantad Harmony 11, Mrs. Beckham 15. And then we have the outsiders in the field, Cielo Doro 17, Yulong Storm 26, and Spun Largo, the $151 pop. But it's all about the favourite here, Pintoff. Good, strong move this morning.
And Dino, Philip Stokes wasn't mucking around on the first word this morning, but he did give a really good push for the mare first up, Tantad Harmony, in this race.
Yeah, she looks a good chance, Gareth. She's going to get back a touch, and I think that's why there's the money for Pintoff. One, it had a good hope anyway, and two, the pressure's come right out of the race. So probably gets a pretty easy time in front. Jamie Carter ride won well first up, drops a bit in weight. Progressive Horse won 3 of 6. He can win again. Pintoff, Platini is another one that's going to get back, but ran well last start in a higher grade. Tantet Harmony has jumped out nicely, can sprint well fresh. And I've put in Exeter on the freshen up. Drops a bit in weight on that run at Bendigo, and probably lands nearly outside lead now and can get into the money. But, yeah, Pintoff looks very hard to beat. 9, 10, 15, 6.
Are you with his favourite now as well, Gator?
Well, I've been since Wednesday morning. But another race where, gee, it's pretty thin at the top end, isn't it? Look, it was a solid return, win beating Hums. It was chased to the Tutorial Splendour prior to that, so it's a form that's likable. Last week's winner, Elto Ranger, was back in fourth. Wide when beaten second up last prep, and then pipped by Montenegro Man. Had Hussey behind. Hussey, of course, went to Funbet, a good field. Platini was terrific at Lakeside in a good form rate. And gap between runs last time and a terrific finale off a moderate tempo. I think the horse is going really well. Elberk often runs top four, as a win. Did battle well here, fresh off a wide run. And Exeter, his PB is better than 78 grade. Doesn't always do it. That's a problem. 9, 10, 8, 6.
All right, then, Warren, do you see Pintoff getting a nice run and getting his own way out in front?
I think he'll be up on speed. I thought, as Dino outlined, maybe Exeter pushes across from that wider draw and might end up outside of Pintoff. And the way the track's playing with the wear and tear through the recent meetings could be a factor by this stage of the day. And if you're able to at least run on and make some ground, I think Platini's flying. Loved his jump out going into his fresh run. It was in stronger company than this. hopefully he doesn't have to get too far off the speed, because I'm sure he'll be strong late and they might be making some ground in some clear air down the middle of the track by this stage of the day. So I'm with Platini each way here. 10 ahead of 9, Pintoff, who looks progressive. He'll be forward. He'll ride the speed. He's the one to get past. 8, Albert's fit and consistent, and Mapster to get a nice enough run. I put 4, Yulong Storm in his next best, who was terrific here a couple of starts ago and okay last start. He's been competitive in these races in recent times. I thought 10 was a bit over the odds ahead of 9, 8 and 4.
All right then, so Dino's with, of course, Pintoff over the 10, 15 and 6. Gator's with Pintoff from the 10, 8 and 6. And Warren's with the 10 each way. That's Platini at $7 and $2.10 with the tab to defeat the 9, 8 and 4. Let's have a look at race number 5, the JRA Handicap over the 1,600 metres. Scratchings are clear.
And the favourite is firmed here, Holbein, $2.10 into an odds-on quote of $1.90. Another one of the popular favourites on the program. Not quite as well backed, though, by any stretch of the imagination of the likes of Pintoff and then the lucky last Ayrton, but nonetheless, an odds-on favourite and has had support. All Too High on a second leg there at $4.80. Mr. Exclusive, a $6 chance. Legionnaire's been a little bit easy in the market, $5 out to $7. Goldfields, $9. Fighting T.O. 26, Leopari 34. But Holbein has trimmed up a little bit in the market. As I said, not as much money as the other three shorties on the card, but must again be respected. And it's almost a case that is firm because it has attracted support and we haven't really seen support for anything else in the field at this stage.
Can you take $1.90 for Holbein here, Gator?
Are you being serious, or is this a joke?
No, it's just a genuine question. It's $1.90 in my tab app at the moment, and I know that you're tipping it on top. So what do I do?
There won't be a day that I'm alive. may not be much longer, but I'll be taking odds on Holbein. But look, he's going well enough. He runs near the lead, and he gets run over a lot, and he's often well backed. I think he's the bookie's pin-up horse. Anyway, he's got a few mates in this. Legionnaire's one of them. I was with him last time. I thought he actually ran really well. I was really happy they led on him. Unfortunately, they stayed on the rail. I think that was the right spot by race 9. He didn't crawl. He went 3 lengths above average as well. He was only run over late. I think if it was 1,575 metres this race, I'd probably tip him. But look, Mr. Exclusive beat him. You know, had the perfect run. He was only second up. All Too High and Lipari's not hopeless either, but nothing would surprise me here. I went 3-7-5-1 for the record.
All right, then what are you doing here, Warren?
Yeah, I'll be watching, Gareth, because Holbein should get an opportunity to be right on speed, perhaps with Legionnaire here controlling the tempo. I don't think Goldfields and All Too Wing have as much dash as we've seen in previous preparations, but maybe getting fitter, they can be ridden a bit more aggressively. But it does look like Holbein and Legionnaire will control the tempo, and then it'll be a matter of if there's a part of the track that you need to map out to in the home straight, that Laura Lafferty and T.O. Nugent will be no doubt trying to do that. I'm leaning to Holbein, but yeah, he's not an odds-on chance for me in terms of a betting proposition. 3 ahead of 7, Legionnaire, who'll be fitter now, riding the speed. They're the two to get past. 5, Mr. Exclusive, was good beating Legionnaire last start. Was a terrific ride on that occasion. Was a bunch finish, so you could run that race a few times and get different winners. And I thought All Too Hooing just might be able to improve his best forms good enough to be in the mix here, but I'm not sure he's quite going that well. 3-7-5-1.
We might get $3, $4 here for Holbein if Gator's doing the market for us, Dino.
I'm still not that tempted.
Second course now, do you want, Dino?
Oh, absolutely. what a hard race to get your head around. All Too Hooing's not well weighted, but he goes well for Michael Poy, and he's got some recent wins in his history. Seymour Cup and a Sale Cup, and I think last start, once he got back, he just switched off. I think he's got to be engaged in the race, and now he's fit, he can probably do that. I'm going with him. Holbein's won one of his last 34. That's the worry. No way you could take odds on. But he's a terrific horse for connections. I think he's a better Flemington horse, that's the other thing. But he'll run well. Mr. Exclusive, he's a last start winner, so he's a chance. And Legionnaire ran well, as probably in the worst ground, as Gator mentioned. But tricky little end of the early quaddie. 1, 3, 5, 7.
All right, then. So Dino's with all two Hoying, the one from the 3, 5, and 7. Philip Stokes did point out that he probably worked the best that he has this preparation there during the week. Gator likes the 3, Holbein from the 7, 5, and 1. And Warren Huntley also likes this favourite, the 3 from the 7, 5, and 1 as well. 8:29, this is the Melbourne Form Panel. And we'll take a quick break. On the other side of it, we'll have a look at the quaddie legs at Caulfield. Then we'll come back and also get the team's best bets and their quaddies at this meeting. Wow, drama. As we take to the second part of the Melbourne Form Panel, Dino's not mucking around. He said to Craig Davis, play the siren. I'm ready to go with the trivia question. First person with the correct answer, 0416 90 50 52, wins the $210 voucher to Vlado's Steakhouse, the best steakhouse in Melbourne. Dino, take it away.
Gareth, today's South Australian Derby, the TAB South Australian Derby. Yes. The Jamie Edwards stable is represented by Militus. Jamie Edwards has won a South Australian Derby before. Name the horse.
Okay, 0416 90 50 52. First person with the correct answer wins the voucher to Vlado's Steakhouse. We'll move on, and we're up to race number 6 on the program, which is, of course, the first leg of the quaddie at Caulfield, the latter quaddie anyway, over the 1,100 metres. Scratchings are clear here, Quinny.
And another well-backed favourite. It does sound like a broken record today, but it has been a theme at Caulfield. This time, Streetcar Stranger, 350 into 310 in the last couple of days. Subsequently, 310 into 280. Accounts for about 40% of the investment and has been the best backed. Blaze Jowski, a 420 second elect. Titan Blinders, 650. Excess Funds, 7. Ashlaw, 10. Sam's Image, 10. Rocks the Castle has been very soft, $6 out to 14. I Am Someone, a $19 chance after opening at 13 initially. The best backed runner is the favourite Streetcar Stranger. The second best backed runner is the second elect Blaze Jowski. So punters see it the same way as the bookies. And I tell you what, doesn't RSN have a very, very passionate and intelligent listener base? These messages are flooding me.
Okay, there you go. They're quick. Hey, Warren, are you a fan of horses trialling Monday heading into Saturday? Because watching Blaze Jowski there the other day, he was impressive ahead of his first up performance.
Well, it's just a different training technique, isn't it, yep. Gareth? I mean, most horses, if they were galloping on a Saturday, tradition is you might have your solid hit out of gallop on a Tuesday. And if there's jump outs available on the Monday, then you can have that jump out on the Monday. And effectively, that's your really solid gallop for the week.
Is that a case?
An extra day to get over it.
Is that a case, Warren? And you know these trainers back to front, profiling different trainers. Some trainers like to do it that way as well.
Well, yes, but I think sometimes it's more the horse's profile rather than the trainer's profile. But you're right, the trainers do then, you know, I suppose just understand the best way to get their horses to the races, whether it's a gallop on a Tuesday or if, you know, horses likes that little bit of competitive nature of a jump out rather than galloping in company. And yeah, I think it's a horses for courses scenario. Long answer to a short question, Gareth. I'm not against it at all because it's just gives you a vision of a horse having a really solid hit out in the week leading into a race, which you like to be able to see. And if they're galloping on a Tuesday morning in the dark, we don't often get to see that. And I think this is a very competitive race. And, yeah, there's horses here that, well, you could mount a case for virtually all of them. I'm closing my eyes and just taking a few in this leg of the quaddie. And a lot of these horses are on the fresh side here, so a lot of it comes down to perhaps fitness, but we're over a short course. I'm with Excess Funds. I think he's come back really well. Number 5, Excess Funds, who goes well here, goes well on the fresh side, like his jump outs. 5 ahead of 7, Sam's Image, who's got the advantage of some residual fitness and can take advantage of that inside draw, but by this stage of the day, we'll know whether near the inside of the track is where you need to be. That might create a challenge for Michael D to have to get some clear air away from that inside draw. 8, Streetcar Stranger, probably sits a little bit off the speed, but you could have Sam's Image, Excess Funds, Titan Blinders and others going forward in this race. So despite the relatively small field, there could be solid tempo. I put 1 Blaze Jowski in as next best and I could have easily missed the winner. Gareth, 5, 7, 8, 1.
Now the tricky race here, Dino.
It is, Gareth. Yeah, as I said on the Breakfast Club yesterday, I've conceded here. I very rarely take the field in the quaddie, but I'm happy to here. But for the sake of a tip, I'm tipping the 2 with Race Fitness. Sam's Image, who wasn't well-suited under the weights and at 1,200 last start, back to 1,100 and on the minimum he's better suited, and that win at Bendigo had merit. Streetcar Stranger was a very big chance in Adelaide today, and they've elected to come to Melbourne. Drops a couple of kilos on that last start win, gets Jamie Carr aboard. The first up runners, Ashlaw, I think he's trialled okay, and he just seems incredibly well weighted here for a horse that's won 13 races. And I've put in Titan Blinders. I thought he's trialled pretty well and will get a lovely run. But yeah, as I said, nothing would shock me here. 7, 8, 2, and 6.
If my memory recalls me right there, Dino, I remember you giving a push one day for I Am Someone since joining the Matty Laurie stable. Was he first up and he probably disappointed a little bit? Have you seen him recently?
Yeah, he's trialling okay. And he goes in. He had the one run on Zipping Classic Day for the stable and didn't fire. They put him out, giving him a long spell, very steady build-up, and I respect his horses greatly first up. So, yeah, that's why he's in the field.
Hey, Gator, what are you doing here in race number 6 on the program?
Scratching my head, mainly. But, look, I've gone with Blaise Jowski. I think he's just a really good horse. Jump-outs have been terrific. He's a good fresh horse as well. Look, he's better known for his heroics at 1,400, but he has won 3 or 4 of 1,100. Ashlaw resumes. If he can split Balabella and Brooklyn Hustler weight for age, he can certainly win this, but he's off a long break. Roxburgh Castle's jump out was good as well. Long break as well. Streetcar Stranger. Thought he was the bet of the day in Adelaide. Only fourth pick here, so I'm trying to be smarter than me. But he's just not beautifully weighted, is he, given what he's achieved, but he's a very genuine horse and he's match fit, so he must have a case. And Sam's Image, I think the key's back to 1,100 as a reference there, and in the quaddie. So I don't know. 1, 2, 3, 8.
Sounds like I've got more of a chance of winning the local chook raffle at the local than backing the winner of this race. But Dino likes a 7 from the 8, 2, and 6. Gators with the 1 over the 2, 3, and 8. And Warren Huntley is with the 5 excess funds over the 7, 8, and 1. Let's have a look at race number 7. And this is a race for the 3-year-old filly. Scratchings are clear, and they step out over the 2,000 metres here, Quinny.
And Horrifying heads the market at 270. He has been popular, but not as one-sided as some of the other races on the program with the money towards the favourite. Horrifying 290 into 250, but has subsequently been pushed back out to $2.70. Redwood Shadow's been popular, 460 into 390, was still a $4 chance this morning. My Squeeze Louise at 750 in from 11. Then we have Red Santa 9, Ruba 11, Black Pen 21, Wasaka 21. There's been a little bit of each way support for a couple of the absolute bolters in the field, including number 9, Plucky Pirouette, who's been 34 into 26 after touching as much as 41 throughout the course of the week. No big bets on that, but solid support there at the 41 and 34 if you're chasing one at longer odds. Overall, though, Horrifying is the best backed, but also good support for Redwood Shadow, My Squeeze Louise, and Red Santa.
What are we doing here, Dino?
I think the Flemington race is obviously the right form. Horrifying, Redwood Shadow, My Squeeze Louise, running second, third, and fourth, and I'm keeping them that in that order. Horrifying and Redwood Shadow might race a bit closer because they've drawn better gates, and Redwood Shadow's also got blinkers first time. My Squeeze Louise was the only one of the on-paces that toughed it out at the finish. She was really brave, and that seems to be her style. She'll give a good sight. Red Santa's the one out of the different form line, winning a maiden but getting to 2,000 metres for the Mar Eustace stable. I'm always interested in their staying horses, and this horse won with authority after a really good trial at Cranbourne, so he's obviously in pretty good form. Put him in next best. Ruba goes in the quaddie, but 1, 2, 10 and 5.
Just with Horrifying, Dino, he seemed like he wanted to lay in there the other day at Flemington. How do you think he'll go around Caulfield?
I think it was a high pressure race, and a race of he was starting to fatigue a bit and he wandered about. He's still learning. I don't necessarily think that's too much of an issue. I think 2,000 metres he'll be okay.
Who did you have in for third and fourth again, Dino?
My Squeeze Louise and Red Santa, 1, 2, 10, 5.
All right then, Gator, what are you doing here in this 3-year-old contest?
Yeah, look, I'm seeing it similarly in that I think the Flemington race is probably the key. It did rate well, but they ran, they ran quick early, set up a good overall time. Redwood Shadow, he jumped quickly to second up the 1700 prior to that. He rushed home. He was race fastest there. Just missed in a Group 3 when third up last prep. And to 2,000 metres with the blinkers on, drawing better, sitting closer. So, as I say, seeing it similarly, horrifying. He was third up at Flemington, so had the extra run over Redwood Shadow. He also flew home. You referenced the laying in. It's pretty costly, I think. He two settles closer. Now, my Squeeze Louise, I think, was the best run of the three of them, given she was up on that fierce speed, the sole survivor. Now, she makes them 3.5 and 4.5 kilos better. So if it's a leader's sort of pattern, she's your pony, I think, at the double figures originally. And Ruba's got the best form lines. You can tie in his form through Explosive Jack, Laquiro, a St. Ledger winner. Back to 2,000 metres, stable, confident that'll work. Certainly in the quaddy. 2, 1, 10, and 4.
All right, Dan. Warren, are you with the fillies or the geldings here?
I'm with Horrifying here. I think that run last start, admittedly, it does tie a bit of the form together, and you can mount a case that Redwood Shadow was very good in that race, gets the blinkers on, and My Squeeze Louise rode the really solid tempo that set up the high rating for the race. But I do think out to 2,000 metres now for Horrifying just looks a lovely progression, and particularly from a favourable draw with Jamie Carr aboard. That's got me, number one, Horrifying. Redwood Shadow was good chasing Horrifying last start, gets the blinkers on. My Squeeze Louise set that solid tempo last start. I think they're the key runners, but that's the key form race. But outside of that, I do want to include Laquiro, who comes back in distance, but the form lines that Gator outlined and Craig Newitt staying aboard, the strong rider aboard for the drop back in distance, I think is a positive. Keen on 1 ahead of 2, 10, and 4.
All right, then. So Dean Lester likes the 1 from the 2, 10, and 5. Gator with the 2, Redwood Shadow over the 1, Horrifying, the 10 and the 4. And Warren likes the 1, Horrifying, over the 2, Redwood Shadow, the 10, My Squeeze Louise, and, of course, the 4 there, Ruba, at Caulfield this afternoon. Let's have a look at race 8 on the program. This is over the 1,600 metres at Caulfield, and at the scratchings, Agreeable, of course, heads across to Adelaide, and the 12 Spooning is also out here, which you enjoy to do, they tell me, Quinny.
You can't be laughing at your own joke before you've even spat it out.
Laughing. Craig told me to ask you that.
I'm not even going to waste valuable seconds replying to that one, but we'll take a look at the market here for race number 8 on the card. And Mozzie Monstar, a drifting favourite, was reinstalled at $4.20 following those two scratchings and deductions, and has subsequently eased from $4.20 out to $4.60. The money since that point in time has been with the second elect, Real Sensation, who's a $5 chance, had attracted support throughout the course of the week when $6.50 initially. Succeed indeed at $6. Bellator, a $7 chance. There's been a little bit of each-way support for a couple of runners at double-figure odds, including the 10 Echo Warrior, who's been 15 into 14, and also the 14 Reliable Dude. So the stablemates there specced at longer odds. Reliable Dude there, 17 out to 18, but now some money coming at that quote. Overall, a very competitive betting race, probably the most competitive betting race on the program, with the best-backed runner, the second elect, Real Sensation.
You still keen on a filly each-way here, Gator?
Yeah, I think she's the only one on the whole card that probably went up over her true odds of winning with the tab. I think she was around $9 or $8.50 early doors. Much better here last time at the 1600, splitting Brooksbyre and American Angel. They both ran terrific in the Group 1 last week in Adelaide. So to get a good trail in light third up. Mozzie Monstar, terrific finale at Bendigo in a high rating race, was 11 to 1400. And then mid-race at Caulfield, might as well have been about 500 to 1 in the spot she was in. And the leader was crawling. And Avisto into Adelaide ran well again after that as well. She did run okay in 1,000 guineas here at 1,600. So draws out. Pattern important. Real Sensation, good little win last time. And Iron Edge also perhaps a bit of overs early markets. 4, 2, 1 and 7 now.
All right, then what's the speed map here, Warren?
From the way I'm reading it, Running Cloud out wider might be able to push forward, maybe even Hen Growing. Second start in a race could be somewhere near the speed from that wider draw, but with Jamie Carr aboard. So I don't know if there's any mad speed in the race. Jaffa Stock probably holds a spot from nearer the inside, and Volator probably just gets to the spot outside there, and maybe out wider, Running Cloud, Hen Growing roll forward. But yeah, I don't know if the speed's that clearly defined, but I'm with One Real Sensation here, who probably balance up off the speed from that draw. It was terrific closing off last start at Flemington, got inside the top 10 for the last 800 metres of the meeting there, and he had no luck at all two starts ago at Moonee Valley. He had the gap between runs going into his last run. and now out to 1,600 metres looks ideal, and I wouldn't be surprised if they are running on this stage of the day. One for me ahead of four, Succeed Indeed. Was a low-pressure race last start, but I wasn't convinced about her first up run, but it was 1,300 metres behind a smart horse in Bo Rossa. So I think she's proved that she's come back okay last start, and now with the run at 1,600 metres, she can be in the mix. Two, Mozzie Monster, probably gets that little bit off the speed with Real Sensation. They might be making their runs together. And five, Volator, was well supported, got the right run, but not badly treated here with the claim for Matty Cartwright. 1-4-2-5.
This is a good little race, Dino.
It is, Gareth, and I think Real Sensation's a really promising horse, and I think he can win again. He was terrific winning his maiden, and he should have won on All-Star Mile Day, and then he won last start, and I think he's building a really good profile, and he's the one at backable price today on the Corfair program that I'm keen on. So, he's around the $5 and $2. He's a good each-way bet to beat Volator, who I thought was pretty good winning at Cranbourne. He drops a lot in weight here and he's progressing. I think he can measure up here. Eight, Hengrown. It's a pretty low pressure win at Pakenham, but open to improvement. He'd been having a few issues with the barriers, so they got that win out of the way and now step to a race like this. He's a nice enough horse. And I think Iron Edge back to 1600. I think he's a run on Miler and he might improve, but pretty keen that Real Sensation will win 1-5-8-7.
All right, then. So Dano with Real Sensation, 1-5-8-7. Gator with the four. The filly Succeed Indeed each way, 4-2-1-7. And Warren also with the one Real Sensation over the 4-2-5. Let's have a look at the last race at Caulfield this afternoon. You have the 6, Melba Storm, the 7, Winsome, Marleyan's Dream, the 9 comes out, and Torbrack is out as well, which was the 12, Quinny.
All about the favourite here, Ayrton, the best backed runner at Caulfield, very well anchored through multi-bets, no doubt will be the linchpin of plenty of quaddies and hopefully can salute at the short odds. Got into as low as $1.35, just pushed out ever so slightly to $1.40. 93% of the single investments on the last race have been for the favourite, who has been popular from the time the market opened at $1.65 on Wednesday. Current an $8 second elect, Yulong Command 11. The Big Easy's been specced at each way odds. As much as $2.80 was available earlier on in the week for a place, now $2.30, currently at $12 to win. Shelby Cobra at 16, Crystal Chief 16, but it's all about the favourite here to hopefully end the day with a bang for favoured punters.
$1.40, we know he's pretty good, Warren, but is that too short for this favourite?
Well, I think the challenge of the day is to perhaps to try and construct your quaddie to get the best return on investment out of Ayrton, perhaps standing him out in the last leg. Whether it's the right price or not, we'll know by the last race today. But he looks a highly promising galloper on his way to at least, you would think, be competitive at Group 1 level. Don't want to back him to be winning the Stradbroke just yet. But he's an exciting horse, and he's clearly the one to beat. And the price is prohibitive in terms of a straight-out betting perspective. Got to try and extract some value through the quaddie, I think. Four for me. Head of eight, the Big Easy, who'll get a little bit off the speed. And the inside draw this stage of the day is probably not going to be ideal, but will be strong late. Five, Current, was good winning last start. Had the race set up by Yulong Command, really setting that solid tempo, which we're likely to see again today. And that's probably going to help Ayrton just find his feet and be able to gobble them up late. I'll put Shelby Cobra in as next best, who was in a good race behind La Mexicana last start. And your chat with Mike Moraney indicated that he's improved since that run, and that race probably just didn't set up for him. But fitter, he could be closing off well late, and Yulong Command will roll them along and give them something to chase. He'd be next best for me. 4-8-5-1.
Yeah, Mike Moraney, Dino, said, I'm ready to take on Anton. I'm not scared of him, and his horse is ready to run a big race at that $16 quote.
That's good, and he's a nice horse, and he's probably a bit like Ayrton. He'll be better at 1,400 metres, but I think Ayrton will win here. It's an interesting challenge because you know that Yulong Command's going to run along at a very fast speed. At some stage, there'll be a little moment where Ayrton might have to pick up the bit and really get rolling, not dictate like he has at his previous two wins. So that's the interesting challenge, I think, for him. I think he'll prove equal to it, and I think he'll win. But that's what you'd watch for in the dynamics of the race. I think the Big Easy will probably track him through and he can maybe run the exacta. Yulong Command will lead and give a good sight. And I've put in River Knight, who down in the weights back to Caulfield where she races best, maybe next best, but four to win. from 8, then 2 and 10.
All right, then Gator, are you with Ayrton as well?
Yeah, look, he sort of picks himself, doesn't he? I mean, whether you're a visual fan or a clock fan, he's a potential star. I mean, visually what he did at Caulfield was outstanding. You go back and look at the times. He's done a power of work the first half of the race and still streeted them outstanding. Sort of, you know, I think he's a Group 1 winner in waiting. The Big Easy back to 1,100 here last time he flew home. Only last week's winner, Bonds Abroad, ran a quicker last 200 than him all day. He ran by last week's winner, Vela Quinta, as well. Yulon Command gave a great fight here last time, second up, with a weight sooner on Curran. Might be able to turn the tables. Pattern important. And there's Curran in next. 4, 8, 2, 5 for me.
All right, then. So Dino likes Ayrton, of course, from the 8, 2 and 10. Gator with Ayrton, the 4 from the 8, 2 and 5. And Warren also likes his favourite, the 4 from the 8, 5 and 1. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with the team's best bets and their quaddy. And we'll also get their thoughts about some of the bigger races interstate this afternoon as well. Plus, the winner of our competition, the $210 voucher to Vlado's Steakhouse in Richmond.
The Melbourne Racing Panel for the TAB Queensland Winter Racing Carnival, where champions are crowned. Visit queenslandwintercarnival.com.au.
Welcome back to the Melbourne Form Panel. Thanks to, of course, Racing Queensland during their carnival. And Dean Lester, we have a lucky winner. Well done to Adam of Bendigo. And the correct answer was, Dino?
Laser Sharp, Gareth.
Yep. Did you back Laser Sharp that day?
No, I did not. But it was Jamie Edwards and Brad Rewilla, one of his first Group 1 winners.
There you go. What year was it, Dino?
Was it 2007?
Oh, yeah. There you go. Well done. To Adam from Bendigo, job well done. Gator, can I please get your best bets and also a quaddie there, please, at Caulfield this afternoon?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind passing on the best, but we better do one. Caulfield Race 2, number 6, Intellective. Quaddie. So Blazowski, Ashlaw, Rocks the Castle, Streetcar Stranger and Sam's Image. 1, 2, 3, 8 and 7. Second leg, 2, 1, 10, 4. They're Redwood Shadow, Horrifying. My score is Louise Ruber. Those numbers again. 2, 1, 10 and 4. Third leg, Succeed Indeed, Mozzie Monster, Real Sensation, Iron Edge. 4, 2, 1 and 7. Coming home with 4 only, that's it.
All right, then. So, Ayrton, one out there. Hey, Gator, go and get a coffee off Dorothy, and we'll have a chat to you just after 9 o'clock there with Lizzie Gels to have a look at Gosford. And I'll also ask your opinion there about some of the bigger races in Adelaide this afternoon as well, if that's okay.
No place like home. Yep, speak soon.
There we go. There's David Gately. Dean Lester joins us once again with Warren Huntley. Dean, what's your best bet at Caulfield, please?
Yeah, this is probably tricky, Gareth. I'd say Excel Man, but I don't want to take $1.80. The best value's Real Sensation. Certainly happy that at $5 you can back him each way. Race 8, number 1. That'd be the two main for me. The quaddie, as I mentioned, the first league, I'm taking the field. The 8 runners, if you want to narrow it down to be 2, 6, 7, 8, but I'm taking the field. Second leg, 1, 2, 4, 5 and 10. Third leg, 1, 2, 5, 7 and 8. And the last leg is number 4 on his own. So in effect, if you took that for the 100%, you'd be having, hopefully, you're just having $200 on Ayrton.
All right, then. And Warren, your thoughts here? And with your best bet and also a quaddie?
Best bet for me, Gareth, race 7, number 1, Horrifying. Value for me is race 4, number 10, Platini. Quaddie first leg, 1, 5, 6, 7 and 8. Second leg numbers 1, 2, 4 and 10. Third leg numbers 1, 2, 4 and 5. And last leg number 4, Ayrton, 1 out.
All right, then Dino, who wins the South Australian Derby?
I like Value Chance in Let's Crack a Deal. I think he's had a great preparation, just a low-key build-up. He showed that he was good enough in the spring, you know, close up in a Norman Robinson and a Victoria Derby. And the Victoria Derby form through Young Verda ties in with Explosive Jack and all of the horses, so you can make a case for him at a good price. He's the fresh horse on the scene.
And you like the blinkers as well going on him?
Yes, he's pretty casual. He never really picked up the bit in the Port Adelaide Guineas, but then he rushed to the line. He's since trialled at Camperdown, so you shouldn't worry that I don't think it was any plan for him to have another run. It was just the trial and go in pretty light and yeah, I love the Ma used to stayers, and I think he's got a great chance.
Cherry Tortoni, is it his race to lose in the Guineas? $2 yeah. With the tab.
Yeah, well, I think that's he's of a short price favourite. He's probably a good even money chance of those that are around that price around the nation through the day, because he really should be able to pick that field up and beat them. I think the Payne stable have worked out. He's a run on miler. Anything else, and he's starting to labour a bit. But you know, his class got him a fair way in the spring. But you know, his best run was the Australian Guineas, and that run would win this race.
All right, then, Warren, do you have an opinion on the Derby or the Guineas in Adelaide?
Warrnambool, you're talking to the wrong person there, Gareth. It took all the mental strength I could muster to get through the Caulfield meeting, so I'll leave the other meetings to those that had the capacity to look at them during the week.
And
I
Dean,
one out wide at the Gold Coast, Gareth.
Oh, yes. Tell me, Dino, please.
And I think you got a bit of a push this morning from Sam Friedman, and that's Shazade in the last.
Yep. Heavy track.
Yeah.
Or a soft track, they reckon.
Yeah, soft
anyway.
Track. But that, long as the jar's out of the track, she didn't run too badly first up. And the fact that after that run they want to go to a stakes race, I think she's got a great little chance.
Yep, Jimmy Byrne takes the ride. We'll take that $18. Nice price there, Quinny.
Absolutely. Yep. 18 the win, $5 the play. So I think we should do that now, because we'll forget about it and then come the last at the Gold Coast, Dino might be saving the day.
We won't forget about this right now. We're back against Shade. Dino, what about anything else out wide? New Zealand, Donald, Perth?
No, we'll be hoping for Houses of Serenity in Perth, Gareth,
yep.
But she's about fifth favourite in the small field, so it must be a pretty good race.
She was unlucky the other day. She was unlucky the other day, I thought.
Should have protested.
Yes.
But anyway, we'd have wrecked the story of Jack Stanley. But, she's running well, but I haven't spoken to the trainer.
50 stars each way in the Hollandale Stakes, or are you with Avilius there on a wet track?
Look, we've had the measure of Avilius before. I think Zaki's the one I'm most scared of with 50 stars. I think that Zaki's the emerging horse. He went hard run in the Doncaster straight to 2,000 the other day. I think this is a lovely build-up for him towards the Durban Cup and maybe the Q22. So I think 50 stars and Zaki would be my play there. They're both a good enough odds. You can have something on them probably in the bundle bet there, Quinny, at $6 and $7 respectively.
Yes.
Good push there for the bundle bet. Soon to be Australia's favourite bet type. So, yeah.
Taking over from the duet.
I don't mind the bundle bet from time to time.
I like the bundle bet.
Yep. Michael Maxworthy from Queensland gave me a good push for the bundle bet. So, there you go. Thanks for reminding
me.
$3.26 it comes to.
Yes. There you go. Great value. You're a beautiful man, Dino. Enjoy your day. And we'll catch up with you, of course, tomorrow morning on RSZ 927 with Correct Weight, with the one and the only Warren Huntley as well. So, have a good day, lads.
I'll be on radio through the day with John Henry.
You will too.
10 minutes prior to each race and after. So, we'll do that as well.
All right, then. Good on you, Warren.
Thanks, Gareth. Looking forward to the day we can do a bundle bet with the duets. Come on.
And odds and evens. Hey, Quinny, now what's been the best backed around the country?
Well, there's been good support throughout the course of the week for Ayrton, which we've alluded to, but a really good strong push this morning, which has continued since we've done the panel for Caulfield, race 4, number 9, Pintoff, who's now a $2.20 chance in from an opening quote of $2.60 this morning and $3.60 earlier in the week. So if you want to follow one from the money today, that is the horse. And just a quick reminder, a lot of punters enjoy having a bet on a Saturday with the security blanket of money back in the form of a bonus bet for second and third. That's races 1-6 today at Gosford, Gold Coast and Caulfield, but that's on the tote product today, not the fixed odds. So if you want to take advantage of that and have a bet there knowing you're going to get your money back in the form of a bonus bet for second or third, you've got to select the tote option and maybe give the lock a run where you can press that button and you get the SP as well.
The lock's really good because it gives you a double chance, really. There's nothing worse trying to think, should you take fixed or will you go with the tote? Quinny, the Punters Club as well, please.
I did have one of our fans, Alistair McCook, tweeting saying he loves the Punters Club because you always forget about it and I get thrown it at the last second.
No, this is your job. This is your job from now on.
Well, all right then. We'll have a $100 double, race 4, number 9, Pintoff, coming home with Ayrton in the lucky last, race 9, number 4, $2.20 by $2.40. Happy days for the Punters Club.
Enjoy your day, Quinny. Thanks for that.
Thank you, Gareth.
And that is the Melbourne Form panel on this Saturday, the 8th of May. It's news time after that. It's a big interstate hour, kicking off, of course, with Lizzie Jelfs and David Gately.